www.thebrownstone.org today.
An Iranian woman could be stoned to death very soon with a moratorium slipping away thanks to the end of Ramadan. In the meantime, a tropical storm, Hermione, I think is the correct pronunciation. Boy, we could debate that all night long. Making landfall in Mexico, moving into southern Texas. So look out, although we're talking about 40-mile-an-hour winds right now. You know how that goes. One change in direction, and it can change the game completely on the ground as far as flooding and trying to get out of the way of the storm. Speaking of a storm, there's one brewing over Washington and the rest of the country. You can feel the tension and the anger, can't you? Certainly. We know that a lot of people are frustrated who are listening to America Tonight. I think that's a good sign because people are taking interest in what's happening and they're paying attention. Some people waking up for the first time to what's really going on around them. So congratulate yourself if you're one of those people. If you're a long timer, you have to like the idea that more people are climbing on board and getting involved. Because yes, ladies and gentlemen, we live in America. You have the right to vote if only more people exercised it. Let's have an avalanche at the polling places. Can you imagine if those numbers shot up? Maybe something would change. After all the House seats are up and 37 Senate positions are also up for grabs. You can make a difference with that one little vote. That's where it starts because there is power in numbers, and power belongs to the people. My name's Kate Delaney. If you've never heard the show, this is America Tonight on the Overnight Highway. Boy, there's a lot of chitter-chatter you can choose from, so I'm glad you found our show. If you like the spaceships and you like talking about the possibility of aliens and all that kind of stuff, my pal George does that down the dial, and he does it well. Sometimes we do it. It's been a while, but sometimes we get into that. Mostly, though, we are pounding the drum on the freedom of speech, especially, which is the reason I got into America Tonight with the dissatisfaction in Washington. I felt it for a while, and I know, like I said, many of you have too. All right, so now we have the president kicking off this new economic plan, and it's kind of a campaign to redo the infrastructure. Too bad this didn't happen some time ago, but we're talking about mostly roadways, also rail travel, and then a little bit of runways. So the president is saying, in addition to the jobs program that would exceed $50 billion, there's this new business tax cuts that will be officially unrolled later in the week. So what are the options for the Prez on trying to boost job creation? I thought about this long and hard for the past couple of months. First, I'm going to let you hear what the president had to say in blaming the Republicans from some of the things that have happened as far as blocking everything that the administration is trying to do.
And then when we finally got the car up, and it's got a few dings and a few dents, it's got some mud on it, we're going to have to do some work on it. They point at everybody and say, look what these guys did to your car. If I said the sky was blue, they say no. If I said fish live in the sea, they'd say no. I mean, I personally think yes, we can is more inspiring than no, we can't.
All right, so you get the drift there, and he's laying the hammer down on the heads of the other side. Obama's talking about the infrastructure investments. That's his deal. That was a central part, if you remember, of the stimulus that was passed last year in Congress. But with that spending that's almost out, the economy's growth has slowed down. We've seen it in some of the projects anyway, the shovel projects. So that's what he's talking about and saying, listen, you know the kind of people that are going to get put back to work here, and that's where he was speaking in front of a labor group in Wisconsin and Milwaukee. So he's talking about the fact that there would be people like welders, for example. There'd be construction workers, electricians, people that haven't had jobs for a while, in some cases, would get back to work. I mean, the unemployment rate is ticking up, and it shows no hope of dying, I think, of diving down in the opposite direction. So the midterm elections could be brutal for the Democrats because of what's happened. The lack of jobs, all the spending, the stimulus semi-flop, because let's face it, there was some shovel jobs, but then there was however ridiculous amounts of money spent on the signs talking about, oh, this is your stimulus plan at work. Waste, I don't get that. So now in Milwaukee, Obama travels to Cleveland. He's going to pitch the $100 billion across-the-board proposal to increase and make permanent research and development tax credits for businesses. And it's kind of popular in Congress with the Democrats because it'll offset tax increases or spending cuts have been the probably biggest hurdle, the stumbling block, to pay for the infrastructure investments. What the president is going to ask is to close tax breaks for oil and gas companies and, more importantly, other corporations. So what do you think happens with the corporations especially? Forget the oil and gas for a second. What happens with the corporations when they have to pay for the plan with their money? All right, time is ticking. I know this is a smart audience. Tick, 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 tick. All right, if you guessed yes, people will lose jobs, then you are correct. That's what happens. Then you're going to see that the CEO is not going to want to lose money. It's all about the bottom line. So a company that's getting squeezed by this, they're going to lop off jobs. So, yes, in one sense, some people would get put back to work, but what happens to the other people? Then they get screwed over. So initially, you're just trading one problem for another problem. And trust me, it'll happen. I don't see how these corporations will hang on. They won't. I mean, they won't hang on. If they have to take money out to pay for more, they're going to take it out of somebody's salaries. They're going to look at a branch or some division or something they can kill and make people do more work. That's the way it works. Here's what I would suggest. Force Americans to buy products that are made by Americans. Penalize some of the companies who are doing too much business overseas. Can we not get back to producing and making things here in the good old USA? I think we have people that are desperate to do it and who know how to do it. Why can't we go back to that? Why can't we do more of the made in America things in this country? Why don't we manufacture more? Yeah, it's cheaper. It's cheaper to go to India. It's cheaper to go to Mexico. But in the end, this is what pushes the economy in the opposite direction because it's gotten that bad. Let's be honest about it. All right, coming up on the flip side, we got some odds and ends for you, including, you know, it was Labor Day weekend, so some people do some wacky things like eat a whole lot of food. We'll talk about it next.
Storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy.
For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3.
freeze-dry-guy-3663. That's freeze-dry-guy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
How many of you know that there is a competitive eating circuit out there? Yes, it's true. If you're looking for a job and you're good at eating, maybe this is the way you want to go. Actually, it's really a tough thing to do, and there is a certain, I don't know, craft or tips to how you do it. There is a finesse in eating, in competitive eating. It's not the same as chowing down or grubbing it. Sonia Thomas, who weighs 2 pounds, I swear, her name is the Black Widow. She was the one who did it this time around as far as the chicken wings are concerned. It's a huge event. I'm going to talk about it in a second. But I wanted you to hear some of the sounds of it. Check it out.
This is probably the biggest eating contest ever in the world, other than Nathan's hot dog contest. Sonia Thomas beat Joey Chestnut. She set a world record with 181 chicken wings.
Yeah, 181 chicken wings, 12 minutes. So she's crowned the winner at the National Buffalo Wing Festival on Sunday, right? She's 5 feet tall. She's all of 105 pounds. She doesn't look like she could eat that much food to save her life. She beat Joey Chestnut. You just heard that there. And oh, that's just crazy. Oh, this is crazy. You know how many pounds of chicken wings? Almost 5 pounds of chicken wings in 12 minutes. She said she was so, so happy. Oh, I can't even. Matt, can you imagine even attempting? I don't even know how many I could eat, but it wouldn't be anywhere near that, I can tell you that.
I could probably do about 50.
Ooh, 50, really?
I think so.
That's pretty good. 50 is pretty good. I don't think I could do that many at all. And this, she's incredible. She is like a little slip of a thing, and it is a competitive eating circuit. So on Labor Day in Philadelphia, that's what some people were doing. It's a crazy deal. You never know what's going to take off, right? So what's happened is this is this contest, the Wing Bowl, that was founded in 93 by a couple of radio hosts on a talk, very popular talk radio station, sports talk radio station, in the city of brotherly love. And you've got, you know, the people eating the chicken wings. And so this is what's so crazy. You have this eating contest. That's all it is. You know, you could do it at a state fair or whatever. And the Wing Bowl has crowds of like 20,000 plus that go to see it. That's amazing. 20,000 plus. Could there be a bigger promotion for wings? And the answer is no, there couldn't be. So that's what some people did, watched the chicken wing eating contest, while others maybe were chilling with the family. I don't know what it was that you did on this Labor Day. Maybe you got overtime to work. Usually the holidays, while you want to spend them with family, sometimes it's a good time to work because you end up with extra dough. Maybe instead you went to the movies, and if you went to the movies and you saw The American earned, that's the movie with George Clooney, almost $17 million over the weekend, the long weekend. I guess altogether, almost $20 million, but that's since Wednesday. Over the weekend, it was 16 and change. So The American worked out. It was like a spy deal with Clooney. And Machete was the controversial movie that all of you have talked about, called about, and it wound up being second, $14 million for Machete. I don't know if you went and tried to catch a flick over the weekend. You might have. You know, Memorial Day. Labor Day is a good time. So is Memorial Day. Labor Day on the other side of the summer is a good time to go to the movies, because if you're just kind of lazing around, football hasn't started yet. There's baseball, there's other sports, but sometimes it's a catch-up time for some. Machete, number two, really, at the box office. But what the movie is about, it's crazy things. I mean, it's, you know, the killing of a pregnant woman who tries to cross the border during one of the scenes, and some other crazy Robert Rodriguez-type deals that you would expect to come up in his script. And there's a lot of uproar over the film, but the studios and the producer is saying that it's unfounded and unnecessary, that there's no reason for it, that it is what it is. It's just a script that it does have a lot of vulgar kind of deals in it, and you see all kinds of different things happening, and that's what Rodriguez does, that he plays different themes in different ways, and he pushes buttons, and that's his deal. And look, in this movie, I didn't see it. I know some people that went to see it, and basically what they told me is it was really brutal, really offensive to everyone. So that's what I'm saying. That's what that movie does. It, you know, like they portrayed Southerners as, you know, kind of obnoxious and obnoxious and stupid, I guess is the way to put it, and portrayed illegals as trying to get across the border and get every cent they could and just whatever it was to get across the border. So definitely it was offensive to lots of different people, I think, is what the movie was about. But that is what this guy does. So, you know, you could ask yourself the question, which some people are saying it was marketed toward Hispanic groups and it was featured heavily in Latin America. And what some people had a problem with is the name of the movie, Machete, and this blood-dripping machete, and that's not supporting anything that's healthy for anyone. Anyway, you'll have to check it out. I'll put up a little clip of it on the website, americatonight.net, and you can tell me what you think of Machete, and was it just way over the line? It wasn't the big draw at the box office, though. It was outdrawn by the film called American. Speaking of not being what you're advertised as, this is a crazy deal for Al Gore. I don't know if many people know this or not, but we have a lot of schools that are named after presidents, but how many VPs have schools named after them? There's one named after Al Gore in Los Angeles, and they're talking about devoting the campus to environmental kind of themes. But here's the weird deal, apparently. The land that it's on is a land that has a long-term health risk to students and staff. There's problems with some of the vapors that are coming out of the ground. So, and this is Arlington Heights in L.A., and they say they're going to check the vapors and the groundwater and all of that. It's the Gore Academy. There's someone else's name stuck on this, but Gore Academy of Environmental Sciences is supposed to open September 13th for about 675 students or so, and it's very rare, like I mentioned, to have a VP's name tagged to it, but they're talking about the soil that is contaminated, and construction crews over the Labor Day weekend didn't spend their weekend watching Machete and getting horrified or liking the Rodriguez flick or kicking back with the family. They were massively rushing to replace toxic soil with some clean fill. So they removed all the dirt from the lot. It's like 3,800 square foot plots to about 45 feet or so down because it's a four-story building. And they say that the soil had contaminated about a dozen underground storage tanks serving the light industrial business. So as soon as the story broke, boy, they were kicked into action to do something about it. You know how much the cleanup cost? $4 million to clean that up. So now the proclamation is, oh, there's no doubt that the site is safe. We went out of our way to make sure that we get all the properties clean, blah, 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 blah. And, of course, because it was an inconvenient truth for anyone involved with the school to have it built on land that was poisonous. Oh, there are some jokes in there. For sure. I just can't think of them right now, but when I'm clicking on all cylinders, I guarantee I'll come up with some of them. All right, once again, remember, you can flip me your thoughts at americatonight.net, americatonight.net, as we continue to kick the can down the highway here on the show. Keep it locked and loaded.
This unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
All right, top and odds and ends here on America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate, swinging for the fences with all of you. Not on this one, though. The tropical storm, Hermine, although I'm desperate to say Hermione because of the way it's spelled, but I've heard every single newscaster, and because, you know, you always believe whatever a newscaster says, right? If they're on TV, it must be true. I'm kidding. The storm could dump about 1 foot of rain, they say, on the Lone Star State. And not just there, it slammed into Mexico. And there are a couple of other places, because we know how this drill works. How many storms have we had? 8 so far in the Atlantic hurricane season. So this storm gathered more strength in the Gulf, and it's there at the Mexican border. The path, the good news is, the path kept it away from all the precious oil and natural gas in the Gulf of Mexico. Because I don't care what the energy company says, we know this. If it gets slammed by the hurricane, we're paying more at the pumps, and then disaster could strike. And, you know, people forget about that, but you could rip up those operations if you had a Cat 3, 4, especially a 4, forget it, 5, danger Will Robinson. It's everybody's toast wherever that goes. So this is the deal. The storm might dump, what did I say, all that rain, and could possibly lead to 2 to 4 feet of a storm surge that would cause flash flooding and mudslides, you know, bad stuff. But it's the same waiting game. What are the maximum winds? How far in does it go? You know, what's going to happen here? It's like Hurricane Alex. Remember that one? It hit the northeast side of Mexico back in July. How many people were killed? 12. But the heavy flooding that just killed Monterey there, I mean, just practically flattened it. Surprising there weren't more deaths. But the storm damage was brutal, like $700 million plus. So Hermine is supposed to dump maybe 8 inches of rain, let's say. And that'll happen in Mexico and South Texas. And then maybe some other areas could get up to 12 inches. I mean, I'm no weather person, but I've been reading this stuff, and it's not looking good if it takes the current path that it's on. This is it, though. This is when you get these tropical storms that could turn into hurricanes, and then it's a question of how far up does it go, and what does the storm do, and all that sort of stuff. So, not a friendly Mother Nature when it comes to tropical storms and hurricanes. All right, while we're on disasters, in Guatemala, terrible in Guatemala City, searchers are pulling more bodies out of the mudslide, because a mudslide just rolled over a major artery, a highway there. And in fact, there were back-to-back landslides. It buried some people on a bus, and people were trying to save them. So the death toll now that's confirmed, and it could change, is up to 45, and torrential rains just pounded this poor country. Very, very sad, because a lot of people take buses from Guatemala City to other parts of Guatemala. And so you can imagine how many people could have been hit, but sadly, look how many were involved in it anyway. All right, this is a follow-up to something that we talked about before in this show. Many of you called to talk about it. Tomas in Michigan brought it up. The lawyer for an Iranian woman sentenced to be stoned on this adultery conviction said that he and her kids are worried that this delayed execution could be carried out soon, because they've got the end of a moratorium on death sentences for the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. So the feeling is, you know, maybe this, the big headlines will go away and the interest in this story. So there is a chance. I mean, the woman was lashed 99 times because a British newspaper ran a picture of an unveiled woman, and they mistakenly identified it as her. So she got, you know, whipped 99 times. How barbaric is that? And what does the newspaper do? Oh, they just issue an apology, but it doesn't matter. That's what her fellow countrymen did to her. So her kids are scared to death that this is it. She's got two kids, and with Ramadan ending, it's not looking good for her. Shakinath Ashanti is her name, and she was convicted back in 2006 of having what they were calling an illicit relationship with two men after the murder of her husband the year before, and was sentenced to being whipped 99 times. Now, how many times has she been, you know, lashed? That's what they call it. So she was convicted of adultery, sentenced to be stoned, and she retracted a confession that she said she made under duress, because that's what happens. They wear them down until they say, yes, whatever, I did whatever you say I did. And a lot of people are jumping into this fray. Italy's pressing for flexibility on these cases. The Italian ambassador in Iran met with people in Tehran trying to do whatever they, you know, he could do for this woman. So this story has caught fire, which I'm sure it pleases the lawyer and the kids. They're hoping that there would be enough interest, this would go away. But of course, in Iran, they can do whatever they want and just blow off whatever the negative publicity is. So it's not looking real good. I mean, even the Vatican is trying to jump in here, and they're talking about the possibility of using behind-the-scenes kind of diplomacy to try to save her life. Think about that every time you complain about what we have in America. I would not want to be a woman in this position. I mean, you can't even imagine it. You can't imagine to me how barbaric that this is. I think to me, just outrageous in this day and age that this happens. I mean, horrific. And so now the story gets all this publicity, and it goes against this woman because she's misidentified in a photo. Along the same lines, but here in this country, this is red-hot radioactive controversy. If you take nothing else from this hour of America tonight, sit up and listen to this story. Check it out. General Petraeus is furious, and he said that this church planning to burn the Quran is exactly what the Taliban needs to give them the propaganda that they could push out there to hurt in the efforts in Afghanistan. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, there's a church in Florida that plans to burn copies of the Quran, not just one, a whole bunch, on September 11th, warning that this is, you know, we need to get rid of the Quran and what's in the Quran. It's symbolic, basically, that they're just warning against the threats posed by Islam. The church, in fact, came out with a statement saying, you know, we're not doing this out of love or hate. We're just calling attention to the threats by Islam. And it's the Dove World Outreach Center in Gainesville, Florida, very big mega church. And they're marking the anniversary of September 11th, 2001, the attacks that we talked about, that we all know about, that changed our way of life by burning these copies of the Quran. So there's massive criticism that's starting to bubble over on the Dove Church for doing it, right? Lots of criticism from Muslims in the U.S. and overseas. In fact, thousands of Indonesians who got wind of it were outside of the U.S. embassy in Jakarta on Sunday to protest this burning, saying that, you know, look, this is an insult to us. It's an insult to Islam and Muslims around the world. And you know the numbers. I mean, we've got the troops that are battling the Taliban movement and trying to win over the people in Afghanistan. And Petraeus is saying burning the Qurans is what the Taliban will use against us, not just in the United States, but everywhere in the world, and not just Afghanistan, where we're engaging or trying to engage the Islamic community. And there's already been a lot of concern, a lot of discussion, and a lot of furious people who do not like this idea, who will come after us even harder. So what are you doing, or what are we jeopardizing by doing this? And that the American troops are here to defend the rights of American citizens. So that's what I'm asking you. Fair or foul? Is this church misguided, or are they doing something a little bit outrageous to raise awareness for what they think is outrageous as happening in this country? Now, the statement on the website, I went to that earlier, it says they're going to burn the Qurans to warn about the teaching and ideology of Islam, which we do hate because it's hateful. And the pastor is this guy named Terry Jones. He wrote a book called Islam is of the Devil. The church is going to sell shirts with that phrase and coffee mugs. And they specifically say we're not aiming at individual Muslims. It's not about that. Now, the pastor is reluctant to do any media. He's canceled, in fact, a bunch of media appearances that he was going to make. What has happened as a result of that is imams are speaking out in a few different places and saying that the church is misinformed. In America, we have these freedoms, and this is the wrong way to go with religious freedom. So now the pastor is being called a bigot, ignorant, stupid, uninformed, etc. What do you say? Fair or foul? I think that there are going to be a lot of people that are going to try to talk him out of doing this. In fact, the National Association of Evangelicals, very upset. They're urging the church to cancel the event. Should they cancel it? 800-259-5791. A little bit of sports on the flip side.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Coming up, we're going to talk a little sports in a second or two. Boise State, wow, had a 17-0 lead. It started to slip from their grasp, but somehow they came back, and we'll talk about that. Virginia Tech dropped, but I think the tail end of the game was pretty sweet from what I understand. It was a big rally. I've had my eyes on a little bit of the U.S. Open. We'll talk about that, and we'll mix in some other things as well. See, that's how we roll on this show. You just don't know what you're going to get when you tune in. At the beginning, we talked about the crazy deal on the stimulus and some of the tax cuts and where this is all going to end up and what kind of week it'll be. And Washington on to some of the more controversial things that are happening around the country or set to happen September 11th, next weekend, the burning of lots of Qurans at this church in Florida that's got people talking all over the place as to whether this is the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do, sending the wrong message, including the general making a statement, General Petraeus. So this little church, it's not a little church, it's actually a pretty big church, it's a mega church. This church is starting to raise the roof on the discussion over Islam versus friendly Muslims versus the Quran versus whether we should have a mosque in 2 blocks from Ground Zero. You get what I'm saying. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Yo, Dan, what's shaking in your neck of the woods?
Kate, mi querida, tu seres amor, mi corazón.
Oh, gracias.
Nada. Anyway, darling, I got a couple things I want to talk about. That woman that they're going to stone, I want to get to her in a minute. But first off, our boy Obama has $150 billion, that's with a B, in stash cash for his reelection, and he's not going to spend it for anything, but that's our money. Okay? Two, he is an enemy of the United States. He's tried to destroy us using his sycophant little czars and his Ron Emanuel Pelosi and the Democratic Party, and they're going to get payback. Okay, now get to the girl. I think the United
States... Let me ask you this. You think payback like in the midterm elections?
You betcha.
I think the midterm elections are going to flip completely the opposite direction. I agree with you. Yeah.
I look 80 to 100 in the House, and we're going to take the Senate as well.
I agree. I think the numbers are going to shock a lot of people.
Oh, it's going to be a mind blower. Because everybody I talk to, I talk to Democrats here in Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
And they are all going to vote Republican. They are changing their, where they can vote independently here. They're going to change their vote, and they are getting rid of everybody from Eddie Bernice Williams right on down the line. They're going down.
Right. I've heard the same thing. And a lot of the polls, there was a, I'll say this quickly, Dan, there was a generic congressional ballot Rasmussen did, and the Republicans led by at least 12 over the Democrats. I think the hard numbers were like 48% to 36%. And I think when people actually go out to the polls, it's going to flip. I agree. What else is on your mind?
It's going to be stronger than that, Kate.
Because, I think so, too.
Because they're doing like 1 in 5 of people. And you know yourself, it's a lot stronger out there you just from your own connections. Now, right. To get to this girl that they're going to stone, I think we ought to petition the United Nations to tell Iran, we will throw you out of the world body of civilized nations if this woman is put to death. And everybody just make a massive call in to Moon Guy Moon, our leader from Korea, and say, hey, you want to keep your job? Get this done now. And put world pressure on Iran and tell them, hey, we're seriously going to take care of you one way or another if you do this.
I think it's a great idea, but here's what you already know. The UN falls flat with the sanctions, but why not? Why not pitch it out there, put some pressure on them? Because isn't that the whole idea of the United Nations,
If the United Nations isn't going to do their part, then we don't pay them no more dues.
Well, yeah, there you go.
Okay,
all right.
Now, last but least, the Quran thing. Of course, you know how I feel about our Muslim brothers, and I'm all for his little Quran burning. As far as the Muslims go, they think nothing of destroying the American Bible. They think nothing of persecuting Christians. We cannot even go into Mecca or Medina. We are banned from their country to preach our religion unless we're in a special little segment that they cordon off for us, we'll do their oil work for them. Other than that, forget it, Jack. And the way I see it, these people are trying to take over our country little by little using our freedoms. And it's time to kick the whole damn bunch out.
All right. Some strong words from Dan in Texas. You have a good one, Dan. So Dan says it's time to kick them all out. And here's the thing. Now you have, Dan, you got to remember this. You've got to remember that they're, let's be fair about this, with freedom of religion and why we initially, I'll say we, the founding fathers, why was the United States established? What was happening? What was going on when it came to religious and the religious folks and religious freedoms, right? So now the more, I'll call it moderate Muslims who are offended and furious over the extremists are speaking out about it. And they're starting to say that they feel that they've been wrongly associated with terrorists on an international level in their own backyard. So now it's time to speak out. There's all kinds of things as far as what we would call public service announcements on the radio and in newspapers and whatever, it's starting to happen, okay? So you can't say, you don't want to breed hate. Oh, Dan, you don't want to breed hate. I can tell you're not a hateful guy. You don't want to breed that kind of hate. But the extremists, oh, yeah, absolutely. I think what the problem is the politically correctness of the country and the lack of discussion and the name-calling. I mean, this was the problem in the first place. You have to call it like it is. It's like at the airport. Oh, no, we can't profile. It's ridiculous because we're all being profiled anyway. So give me a break on that. But we don't want to be dubbed as a nation of that is a hateful, horrible people because we've welcomed all kinds of religious or even non-religious people, whatever. And we don't want that to happen because that's not who we are. But absolutely, when it comes to extremists, absolutely, when it comes to our rights to do what we, the First Amendment rights that were guaranteed. I mean, how many times, I was thinking about this in a different twist, how many times have we watched our flag be burned? How many times have we watched, it's a slippery slope, but how many times have we watched that? You know, the idea of the Bible being burned, or any kind of a holy book being burned, the flag being burned, you know, think about that, and think about what that means, and the abuses that have happened in the name of the First Amendment rights. I think what's going to happen now, Petraeus is speaking out. I think there may be enough pressure on the path. I don't know. Maybe he won't. Maybe he won't back down, or maybe he'll just go, roll forward and do that, because he's. I give him credit for having the courage of his conviction, because he's saying, I've been saying this, he's been preaching this for a long time, saying Islamic extremists are cult members and they're invading the nation. And, you know, it's time to make a strong statement about it. And that's what we're doing. And I think he realizes that that's making a strong statement, and that's the reason why. But there are a lot of Christian pastors who are trying beyond all get out to get Pastor Jones to back off of this because of the concern of what it might do to the efforts in Afghanistan. Now that Petraeus is speaking out, and what could it do to maybe other people in the country for fear of blowback on that? But then you look at the First Amendment rights, and then you think about other things that have been burned. You be the judge on it. All right, so send me those emails, by the way, at americatonight.net. We were going to throw in a couple of sports things for you, and we have just a few minutes, 1 minute really, to tell you about Boise State. As I said, they were up with a 17-point lead, and they almost let it slip away, but they dropped Virginia Tech. Hey, Matt, you were watching this game. That end must have been a thriller, because that was a big rally to knock them off. I mean, to put up those points at the end of the game, you know, they put up a touchdown.
Yeah, it was a nice deep pass down the seam, and it's starting the run for Boise State to try to be the BCS buster this year.
Yeah, and that's what they want to be. There's no question about it. And it was Kellen Moore. It was his third touchdown pass that lifted the Broncos past the Hokies in what could be a preview, like Matt's saying, of things to come. Send me those emails, americatonight.net.